The Gemara on top of Daf Lamed and Amud Aleph asks Akasha, the coin the Bar Pada holds Padan Chayzus V'Kedoshes, which means that if you say that something should be Hekdesh till a certain Zman, that even if you're Paita, it automatically becomes Kaddish again. So, in fact, the Gemara should be able to be Paita the Shaila of Ravesha. The Ravesha had a Shaila if a person gives Shtei Putas Leisha. Lamrla, Bachas is Kachli Ayan, Bachas is Kachli La Akasha Gar Sheikh, Hachinami Dava Kiddushi. So, if you give two Putas to Anisha and you say, one is for Kiddushin today and one, I want you to be Makudish after I divorce you. So if you buy pada, you could bring a ride that would be a good kiddushin. That just like by hektish after you paid it automatically will become hektish again. If that was your kavana, that was your dibor. So over here as well, if you say that after I'm a garish, I want you to become a kiddush again, you should become a kiddushus again as well, because that's similar to padan chazus of a kiddushus. And the Gemara says it's not a raya. That isabur Rabbi Yirmiyah says that it's not a dimim. Makem medisin padan hulu padam achem. Can be medama padan hulu to padam achem. There's a chilik between whether he's paid to the hakdash or achem or paid to them. Hakem Rabbi Yechanan padan hulu chazus v'kedoshes padam achem in chazus v'kedoshes. That even by hakdash, Rabbi Yechanan says only time we say chazus v'kedoshes is if you yourself the makdash was paid to them. But if an acher is paid to them, then we don't say the chazus v'kedoshes because they already left the rishus of hakdash. Isha could padu achem damin. Isha has a din of padu achem. It's like somebody else is paid to her, not the Makdash himself, and for that reason, everyone would be masking over there that it's Einan Chayzus V'Kedoshus. So the Gemara says that Isha would be more daima to Paduam Acherim to Paduam Hu. Now the Ran over here, Asakashi, he says it's difficult to understand that. Why should that be? What's the Chilik between Paduam Hu and Paduam Acherim? The Paduam Hu means that it never ever left the Rishus, either his Rishus or the Rishus Hakdash. It's always either by Hakdash or by him, and therefore it can be Chayzer V'Kadosh. Mashengen, if somebody else is paid to them, since it left Rishus Abaylam, Shah Achas, and Rishus Hakdash, now it can no longer be Chayzer V'Miskadosh by itself. So, affect the Ran. So, Isha, if he, that would be more daima to Padam Hud than to Padam Achim, because you're Makadosh to the Isha. So, first she's in her Rishus, then she's in your Rishus, and then when you're Megarish, she goes back to her Rishus. So, she never left either your Rishus or her Rishus. So that should be daima to padamu, not padam achem. Why do we say it's like padam achem? And the Ran says, "Gavalik yisaid of it to answer this kasha, a big yisaid in how kiddushin works." And the Ran says like this: He says, "V'nichali the matzah ishul kadosh asam aliyah shvachinami dehavi he dumya the mekadosh natias mamish." If the din is that the isha could be mekadosh herself to a man, that she could initiate the kiddushin, then enechinami this would be mamish dumya to padam who, because it's always either b'shus abal or b'shus aisha. But that's not the case. The Torah says that the man is the one who takes the Isha. It doesn't say that the Isha could be taken or could initiate the kinyan to the man. She doesn't have any ability or right to put herself into the Rishus Abal. And therefore he says, what's the pshat? So how does Kiddushin work if it's coming from him, not from her? The Maaseh need to have her Haskama. He says the pshat is like this. If she agrees to the kiddushin of this, she mevatelis daita ritzayna. She's mevatelis das in her ratzun and meshavi nafshel etzel habal kedavar shel hefker, and then she makes herself into like a chavitz of hefker legabi the baal. Baal machnisa l'rshusa, and then the baal brings her into his rshus. Hilkachin anudonim bekiddushin mitzad isha mitzad habal. Therefore, the whole din over here is only mitzad the isha, the ish, and not mitzad the isha, and mitzad the baal. It's always padomim acherim because it's no longer in his rshus. It's considered like it's by acherim. So the Ran is saying that the aside of Kiddush Isha, it's not the pshat that both the Ish and the Isha, the Baal and the Isha, are Payal the Chalis Kiddushin, have a Chalik in the Kenyan. No, the only one being Payal the Kiddushin is the Baal. He's the one being kind of her. All she does when she's being Maskim is she's removing her Baalis from herself. She makes herself like Hefker, and now the Baal takes her on his own. It's Kol Kulei Mitzad the Baal, not Mitzad the Isha. And therefore, that would be like Padam Acherim, because once the Baal gives her back to herself, now she's totally out of his Rishos. The fact that she's in her Rishos doesn't make a difference because she's not a Baal Davra on the Maisi Kedushin anyway, she's just removing her Das and her Ratzin. That's the Gemalik Yisayid of the Ran over here. Now the Avnei Miluim in Simcha Vav uses this, in Simcha Zayin, uses this Ran to be Masber, a very Chiddushik of Ramah. The Ramah Paskins in Simcha Zayin Sif Beis, that when you're Mekadosh and Isha, you say, Aran Mekadosh Usli, she then has to agree to it, and if she does agree to it, then it's a good Kedushin. And it's mashiv on the Ramah, even if the Edom don't know if she understood what he was saying. I mean, maybe he said some type of Lashon Kiddushin that's not clear. We don't know if she really knew what he meant, but as long as she said a Lashon that I'm asking, that's a good Kiddushin, even though the Edom didn't know Beferish that she understood the Kiddushin. So, in fact, Avnu Makasha, how does that work? If the Edom didn't see that she understood the Kiddushin, then that's basically Makadosh B'la Edom. They didn't see the Maisa Kinnin of Kiddushin. They saw that he was Makadosh, but they didn't see that she understood it. So how do we know there's a Kiddushin over here? Maybe she didn't understand it B'chlal. and l'chayy you have kiddushin without edim. So zok amrim luim l'fid the ran over here it could be mitaris discussion because it's mavoid from the ran that the ikar chalais kiddushin is only mitzad the kinin lebal. The isha is not being piled in the kiddushin at all. All she's doing is removing her das, making herself an davishal hefker, and then the baal is being kind of her, just like he's kind of a davishal hefker. So the edim only need to see the chalais davishal be'erva, which is the maisa kicha. The maisa kicha is all done mitzad the baal. In Echanami, you need her haskama, but the haskama is not a chelek of the maisa kicha. It's just something that you're removing an obstacle that now will allow him to do the lekicha. So as long as the edim saw the actual maisa lekicha, that's considered kiddushin be'edim, that ikar davishal be'erva had edim, and we don't care if her havana, whether she's a maven or not, doesn't have edim. That's not part of the ikar maisa kiddushin. So that would be work out very nicely, Lafi the Ran to be Mazba the Ramah. Now the problem is that the Pesach Tshuva over there brings down after he brings on Miluim, he says that the Sefer Tivgit is Chalik and Avni Miluim, and he seems to hold that you do need to know that the Isha was Maskim. You do need to have Edis on the Askam of the Isha that she understood and she was Maskim. So the Shail is, what does he do with the Ran? Lachar Lafi the Ran. You see, not Lachim Lafi the Ran, you see that what the Isha is doing is not a Chalik in the Maisa Kiddushin, and therefore you don't need it at all. So Lachar Tzarechin on this Tivgitin from the Ran. But I think you could say that even the Tivgitin can be masking to the Ran, and the Avadi is masking that Isha is not necessarily being piled in the Ikar Chalais Kiddushin, she's just removing her Das, which allows the Kiddushin to be Chal. But at the end of the day, being that what you need her haskamah in order to allow the kiddushin to happen, that's what's being gayim. The davar shabarva, that also goes into the davar shabarva, that's also considered part of the davar shabarva, part of the maisa kicha. It's not the kicha itself, and that's what allows the kicha to happen. And then mainly you will need edus of davar shabarva on that maisa as well, even though it's not part of the maisa kicha. So everyone can be maskim to the side of the ran, but the question is that does that mean that now you no longer need edus on that because it's not part of the kicha, or about you do need edus because that's what allows the kicha to be chal, even though it's not part of the etzem maisa hakicha.